Way from that to be here, so we'll schedule her again down the road. We have plenty of time for that. Deb, I see you're here. I'll tell you what we're going to do. Somebody has some questions for you, is that?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Our other scheduled thing was capital, the capital budget, and maybe we can begin by asking Deb the questions so she doesn't have to sit through the capital. So whoever had the question, you're on. Michael.
I had a question, thanks for coming, Deb, regarding OAR and the bail fund. I know for a series of years we've one time given some money to increase the bail fund so that we would have less people sitting in the jail waiting their turn and save county costs eventually. This year, if there was a motion to one time give, say, $10,000 to OAR for bail fund, what might the number of people who would not be sitting in jail, how would that increase? I know you're probably hitting on 70 bails a year at this point. Would that increase? And would you have the staff that would actually be able to manage that if nothing else changed?
My first reaction was that I wasn't sure I would have the staff, and so I met with staff and talked to them about how we might be able to do that. If there was a one-time $10,000 appropriation made by the legislature, 6 months ago I would have said we really kind of maxed out at 70 bails a year because we almost reached a saturation point of people who meet our criteria. Because there are now 18 more beds with the variance, I think that over the course of the year we will see an increased number that we may be able to bail up to additional 10 to 20. So I would say that by in 2010, with additional $10,000 appropriation, the maximum amount you're probably ever going to see OAR bail out is about 90, because we're really hitting kind of saturation for those 18 beds of the people who met our criteria. As far as staff goes, we're like every other not-for-profit agency in this county this year, and the county agencies as well. We're going to be facing failing federal the federal grant we've applied for. If that should fail, we will be facing a layoff. But what that means is that we will redirect our efforts towards our core, what initially been our core services, and we'll go back to further concentration on the bail, the assigned counsel intakes, the work we do for people who are in the jail. We have seen our workload increase some with the as the beds are getting filled, the additional 18 beds are beginning to get filled. So that's the short answer.
Nathan.
For the public, for the students here, why would we give additional money to the bail fund? Why is that important?
There are a couple reasons for the students here. This is wonderful. there's a presumption of innocence, first of all, which is the underpinnings of the whole notion of bail. That no, just because you're arrested, it doesn't mean that you've been proven guilty of any crime in our system. So what the OAR bail fund does is it levels the playing field between those with the economic means to make their own bail and those who are indigent or relatively poor who can't make their own bail, so that they can assist their attorneys in their defense and spend that time out of jail prior to trial. The other reason for the county, quite simply, besides the moral issue, is financial. And that's that it costs a substantial amount of money, and I don't know exactly, I've used the dollars in the past with that cost to board out. I've not recalculated what the cost would be for those 18 beds now, since they're not being transported or anything, but it's clearly still expensive to keep someone in custody when they are not a threat to public safety. It could be out pending trial and possible conviction.
Great. Thank you.
Martha.
Thank you. I recently, the sheriff gave some statistics he's working on with on jail population to Joe and to me, and you know, we haven't brought it to the committee yet, but I noticed that there was seemed a really high number of misdemeanors in folks with misdemeanors in the jail, and sort of a higher proportion than felonies, et cetera. So I assume that those would be the group of folks that you would be able to bail out at a relative you know, at lower bail than a felony charge, generally, right?
Yeah, misdemeanors are generally set at a substantially lower charge. We rarely bail. In fact, I don't recall bailing a felony in my 3 years at OAR. Anyone who's been charged with a felony, largely because of the size of the bail. One thing we should note, though, that is that Tompkins County is in good standing compared to other counties with the number of unsentenced versus the number of sentenced in its jail. And I think that's largely to do with the legislature's foresight in funding the bail fund, that we have fewer unsentenced people in jail than a lot of other counties who are comparable to ours. And so that those beds are freed up for those who have been convicted and sentenced.
Mike.
I have a quick question for Deb, and maybe a question for Joe eventually. In terms of the bail amounts that are being sent, has there been slight bail inflation? I know you have an internal policy of a certain cap. Is it 2,500 or something?
Yeah, it's been increased to 2,500. That was about a year and a half ago. And I've anecdotally told public safety about that, that we have, and we're doing a study now to try to make it less anecdotal, more factual. But we have seen a gradual bail inflation. And for the same charge, where the bail may have 3 years ago when I got here been $1,000, it's jumped to $1,500, $2,000, sometimes $2,500. There's also a disparity amongst courts, so that there are a couple town courts in particular where the bails are frequently set above OAR's bail limit of $2,500.
The question for Joe, I guess, is there a certain kind of calculation we can do if we assumed, even at conservative dollars, a day not spent in jail is saving us $50? I know that's not the cost of board having. Could one calculate if we had between, say, let's use a number of 12 more bails per year, would it be half a year payback? Would it be a year payback in terms of money saved for the county by this kind of investment? Is that a calculation that could be done?
I'm sure it's a calculation that could be done. I wouldn't have it off the top of my head, but I think it'd be pretty easy algebra to do it.
One small additional question, this is outside of this topic, is there a way that some of the services that OAR provides in assistance to assigned counsel, you know, they are essentially leveraging time for the lawyers, not having to be at the jail, they can do some of the social work, some of the ferrying of messages or answer basic questions. Can that be used towards some of the assigned counsel maintenance of effort figure that the state counts? I don't know what that...
This is one of those great minds examples. Deb actually volunteered that idea to us during the course of the assigned counsel task force, where we have not been counting that in the cost that we use for maintenance of effort, and we believe we can. So Deb has worked up some numbers for us, and we plan to do that in the future.
All right. Thanks.
Just to add a...
Go ahead.
And we've actually requested... Julia Hughes is going to be checking into that to verify that that is an eligible expense.
Okay. Thanks.
Are we all finished with that? Thank you very much, Deb.
Thank
you. Appreciate you coming. Also, everyone has noted we have students in the back from IHS, I assume, the government class. And make sure you get your paper signed so your teacher knows that you were here.
Apparently, Jim, they have to be here for at least 2 hours.
Oh, ho, ho. It's really not going to be a two-hour meeting.
You can shut out the lights when you leave.
So, if you want to have a talk among yourselves, go ahead.
Yeah.
You know. Here's my goal, that we get this completed today, 5:45 or around 6 o'clock. We only have the capital budget, and we have questions. I have an appointment at 6 o'clock, so whoever is left, Mike, you would maybe chair the meeting if Mike Hattery, the vice chair, is not here,
okay.
If people want to continue. General fund statement of balances and the orange sheet you have on your desk. Norma gave you that. And we also have the 20-year capital and debt program. So, and we have one other also? No.
I don't think so. I just want to give you an up. These are revisions. This general fund statement of balances, the salmon sheet. And what's been revised is a correction. The rollover return to the general fund is actually a positive, and in your original document, it showed as a negative change to the fund balance. So it actually increased the surplus fund balance by $292,000. So that's the only change on that piece of paper, but I wanted you to...
Okay, so the 292506 adds up to everything else, the 221567.
221-567,
that's correct. Okay. Mm-hmm. Everyone note that?
Capital,
20-year capital plan
debt program. I think we started early enough that Ed Marks isn't here yet, but we could start going through the green sheets that are on your desk, and if you have questions about the capital program, hopefully he'll be here by the particular projects. I mean, just starting from the top, debt service. I just want to make sure there are some extra copies. There should be some extra copies in the back desk if somebody wants. Because we don't have a PowerPoint presentation on this. If you want to follow along, okay. The capital program. First section is the bond anticipation notes. We have the Ellis Hollow Road is actually expected to come on. Did you find them?
Give him a Frank.
Yeah.
Some may be white.
There's a couple. Yes, a couple of them. Yeah. I'll keep going until Mike comes back. If you have questions, you can ask me later. The Ellis Hollow Road project is, according to the Highway Department, is expected to come into full. You know, the full project will begin in 2010, and we should begin incurring that debt. The road program, that second line down, or the fourth line down, excuse me, says $372,586. That's the total debt cost for 2010. That's based on an increase from the previous year's adjustment. We added $210,000 in 2009. $201,500
in 2009. No. Do you want questions as you go, or
Okay.
I'm confused about that line. Does this refer
What line?
About the road program. She just said. Does this refer to page 24 and 25 in a set of FAR forms, which says this project supports a six-year highway rehab and reconstruction plan. 2010 is the fifth year of the six-year plan. Well, I remember all that, but why does the money go out all these years?
Well, we're borrowing $1.6 million a year, and each year it accumulates at last. We haven't borrowed for the $1.6 million this year. Perhaps by the end of the year I'll have to do it. But we've already spent the money because there was some other money available. But it just accumulates every year until we've done. One year. We did not borrow the $1.6 million. Right. We used
cash.
We used cash. And the it gets added. We issue a bond anticipation note, and it eventually gets rolled into a bond.
So when it says we're in the fifth year, that means the fifth year of actually doing the work,
right?
Of the annual investment. So we have. Right now, at the end of this year would have, we have outstanding bonds equal to essentially 1 year's worth of bonding, $1,520,000 of one, the first time we went to and borrowed and converted it to full-time expense. We have also, in bond anticipation notes, $1,006,000 of debt that has yet to be converted into bonds. So we've done two borrowings and 1 year with cash. And in 2009, it's potential another $1,006,000. So what this reflects is the cumulative annual debt service, assuming that they gets rolled into permanent financing.
Okay, but when it says we're in the fifth year of a six-year plan, that means in the fifth year of building the roads with that money.
That's right. This is the expectation is this is our final year for a full program. So every time we add $1.6 million to the capital program, it adds $201,000 of debt.
Okay.
And that's what you're seeing that's spread out through 2019. You can see it starting to go down because we're paying off more of that debt.
Okay.
In 2011, it's expected that we're going to do, we will have half of that borrowing, and that's because of the cash we spent in 2006, I think it was, that we spent $750,000.
Okay.
So we did half a year that year, we're doing half a year next
year. Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Following down, and I should have, that's, I think, the only project that's on both sides of the page, because the road program, because we've already incurred debt, we've already made decisions to do the projects, and we have this showing as part of your debt service schedule. These are things we can't control. But then, because we're incurring $1.6 million of debt for 2010, it also shows in the discretionary bucket on the second page. Everybody's good? Okay. So we'll be adding $201,000, which then, and you'll see in 2011, increases your debt payment by $201,500. Okay? All right, and then the bonds, these are bonds that we've been carrying right along, and this is based on our financial statements, so these are what they are. You'll see that there's some negative dollar values on this chart. That's revenue that's being covered by enterprise funds, by outside agencies. So as you're going down through, that's actually revenue that's reducing our local share because they're paying into the debt service.
I laugh because theoretically TC3 is paying into the debt service.
Right. Yeah.
They're paying into two places. Yeah.
Carol.
On page 24, where it talks about the road program, it talks about there being a total of $1,512,000 local share. And I'm not understanding all the places how we get to the $1.5 million.
The 1.6, Carol, under 2010? Is that what you mean?
Under 2010.
She's
looking
in the binder.
Page 24 of the... it was the road program.
PAR book.
The PAR.
What book are you looking at, Carol?
It was in the
black book.
You know,
PAR.
I've switched them around, but I think it's the black book where the PARs are.
Okay.
Does that all show up on the green pages?
On the green pages,
the green
it
page.
Does. If you look at the, under the BAN, at the very top of the page, it says road program.
You're on the green page now?
On the green page.
Okay.
Top of the page. See, it says $1.6 million next to the road program?
Yep. Yes.
Okay. That's the same program.
As the 1.5.
So if you look at the...
It's a $1.6 million program.
If you look at between 2009 and 2010 on that same line, you can see that it increases by $201,500. On the other side, that's the increase we're putting in under discretionary, $201,500 to pay for $1.6 million investment. And I think that should correspond to the PAR page as well.
Okay.
let me ask a dumb question. Carol, do you think the 1.5 and the 1.6 are two different dollar amounts that you're talking about when you look on page 24 and the 1.6 she's talking about?
I'm asking if the 1.5 is what we're laying out, or if that is debt service, if the 372 plus the 201 covers the debt service on the 1.5.
The 201 covers the debt service on the road program, yes.
When
we borrow for the road program, the 201 does cover the debt service payment.
Julie, you have your hand up?
I did. Originally, we decided we were going to do a 5-year catch-up program for roads. It got stretched out. Is it now 6.5 years or just 5.5 years?
It's 5.5 years right now, yeah, because it got stretched out because we paid cash in the 1 year. Yes.
And spent only half as much as we had planned to spend.
Exactly.
So,
right.
So it's a 5.5 year program,
right.
Which otherwise would have ended in...
It would have ended in 2010 if it had been on the same schedule. Okay. And then if we turn to the second page, the opposite side of that page, it shows the lease for the public safety communications project. So remember, we borrowed $2 million. We had to pay $2 million a year to cover the cost of that communications project, and we've done that with bonds and leases. And so going into the discretionary spending, you see the capital program as it's laid out, as the plan is, starting the building improvements project in 2012, center of government in 2016. The jail construction as part of the plan was to begin in 2015. And then TC3 Federal Pacific panel replacement, that's been a project within the project approval request forms, but it has not shown up on the tax levy. We've been recently contacted by TC3 it's a project that seems to be coming to the forefront. It's something that's going to have to be taken into consideration. So this has been added to the tax levy for 2011.
It's going to wait until then.
This is the electrical panel that we've been talking about for 3 years?
This is the electrical panel that we've been talking about for the last couple of years, yes.
So they need to send us an email, is that it? Martha, and then Mike, and then Joe.
Wasn't that the emergency that
we
passed?
We asked them to hold off. We did ask them to hold off on that project.
There are two things they brought to us at the same time. One was the additional classrooms that they wanted to get done in time for the school year. The second was this electrical panel project that they talked about some fire hazards and life safety hazards and things. At the time they brought that forward, we asked them, can you hold off on that for a little while? And they said they'd look some more. They've looked some more. And what we're hearing from the community college over the past couple of weeks is they think they need to move forward with the replacement of this panel. And when we call it a panel, it really understates the significance of this component. It's $1.5 million or so dollars. So our expectation is they're going to want to come forward quickly. Now, if they do and we have to replace it, we pay, the state pays half. The other half is split 62% and 38% from Cortland. So our share is in the $450,000 to $500,000 range. Now, they would like to, if they go forward, do some planning this year. They'd like to bid it next spring. They'd like to build it next summer when school is out. So we would borrow, David would borrow, sometime in 2010. The first payment on that debt would come due in 2011. So that's the combination of the urgency of wanting to get going, but the delay of the payment itself.
So they will be doing it in 2010, but the payments are until the next year.
That's correct. And I think they'll need to come here, won't they? They have to come here for a bonding resolution.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you'll be able to review this in detail when it comes to.
Okay. And if I have a different topic, just above that, under building improvements. Norm, I'm a little confused about what that, I mean, that's not center, is that, Does that correspond to page 35 and 6 on the park form? It's titled Downtown Public Buildings Restoration and Construction Project.
I do believe that's the correct one, but Ed's here now, so he can speak to this.
Okay. Yes? Okay. So again, then I see on 36, it looks like we're spending $2.3 million next year. But then the payments don't start till 2012? Is that what that means? Sorry, it's hard to really... we're reading these. This is different than the other kind of budget documents.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right.
Is that right?
That would be the plan. I'm not sure that... I know that there's been... there's some work being done. Ed and Aurel and... at all are working on, you know, kind of revising the capital plan. So I don't know if, in fact, it's going to begin for sure in 2010, but that's part of the plan.
Okay. Thank you.
I can't handle it.
Yeah. Quick question about the panel replacement is over how many years, David? Is that 10 or 15, the bonding of that? Or would it be?
Typically, electric, it would probably be 10 years because it's...
Okay. And then I don't know if Ed has answered this or Joe, but Aurel has looked at this whole issue and determined that it is now timely, that we can't put it off another year, or is this, do we have a confirmation?
Yeah, I've spoken directly to Aurel on this, and we did ask him to review this for us. His belief is that we should be replacing the panel. In fact, he suggested if it was ours, we would have already replaced it. So he's recommending that we move forward. We're also going to want to look at the dollars and cents of this. When it does come to us, we're going to want to make sure that they're right on their estimates. We want to take a careful look. But technically, Aurel recommends that we move forward.
And then just logistically, this is in the recommended budget. We don't have to make a special motion or do a resolution because it doesn't even start until payments until 2011. And if we pass the budget, including the capital program, it's... assume this is part of the program, correct?
That's correct.
Yes, and again, they'll need to come back for a bond resolution to approve that.
That's correct.
Norma continues.
Okay. Again, I think we've had a good discussion about the road program, but this is the portion that actually begins in 2010. We'd be borrowing $1.6 million for this is the final full year of the road program. And we'd incur $201,500 additional debt that does go on the tax levy for 2010. And then you see in 2011, that represents a half a year's bond payment. Capital reserve. We have some reserve funds in the capital program. And to continue the one we're trying to keep at 1% per year increase in the capital program, we intend to use $222,050 to reduce the tax levy to carry this program through 2011. You'll see that we have less of a reliance if everything stays the way it is. We have less of a reliance on the fund balance in 2011. Following down to one time, we continue to have the aquifer study as a one-time item in the capital program. Emergency generators was completed in 2009. The highway federal aid projects, this is a portion of, this is the county's share of the highway federal aid projects, and we have paid cash for that historically, so that's why it's sitting in the one-time funds. And then the HR payroll program, that's the final payment of the HR, or the final budget addition for the HR payroll project for 2010. And then the TCAT construction request of $90,303. And think at a later date, we did get some communication from TCAT, and I think they can reduce that number. So that's the capital program. Just to kind of give you a heads up that we do have the health department building is bonded based on the entire cost, so it's based on a $9.5 million project. We don't know yet how much the old health department will be sold for. That may adjust the debt service payments as when we find out when it's sold.
Julie, I saw your hand.
I wanted to go back to building improvements under the discretionary anticipated bond section. It's not till 2012 that you start counting any debt service, it looks like. And I think I heard you say that rather general description that's in our par form book is under review. And I was wondering when, I guess Ed would answer, AREL may have some more concrete proposal for dealing with any of the possible constituents of that program.
Can you sit down in Mike's seat?
Well, there's a number of issues associated with that project. Right now, there's, for example, part of the project has to do with the old courthouse building. There's a structural analysis ongoing that's going to take 6-9 months to complete, and then the scope for that project will be clearer as to what's needed. In the update of the capital plan, I think we'll be reviewing, in light of things that are happening with records and other things, what the schedule we might be recommending for the old library's future use and or lack thereof might be. So I think there's a number of factors that suggest that scope will be changing in 2010, but we don't have all of the information we need to be able to make a recommendation on changing the scope at this time.
So it was really the old courthouse that I was wondering about, because that seemed like the most likely thing to be paid for
right
sooner. And we're not going to have enough information by the time we vote on this budget to put anything in other than zero. Is that what I understood you to just say? During the year, we might discover we can be
well,
something.
Well, we think we'll be able to make recommendations that are within the total amount for that capital project for the things that were covered by it. It was multiple projects for the total amount, and that the work would take place in 2010, 2011, so that the debt service would hit in 2012. That's what I'm still anticipating, but don't have the details at this point.
I guess I thought if the work began in 2010, we would begin paying off some of it in 2011.
Well, I guess that will depend upon how long the project runs and how David decides to handle that.
Any other questions on capital, 20-year capital and debt program? Mike?
I'd like to turn back to the first page you went to, Norma, the debt service. Under the underlined bolded word bond, the next two items are mental health building and public improvements. At present, the way this is constructed, to pay off the last payment of the mental health building, we still have $258 of tax levy increase payment, mm-hmm. and public improvements, $198,250 of tax levy increase payment. If one would pay that in cash this year, pay it with a fund balance, that would potentially decrease the amount that's set aside. I know this is going to kill Ed, because we have this 20-year capital program that tries to keep that 1% target increase every year, and that would undercut that tremendously. But if we did for 1 year, paid it with cash, can I assume correctly that those two numbers would come off the tax levy?
That, yes, but just so that you're aware, it would increase the tax levy. It would no longer be a 1% increase in 2011. It would be more like a 2% increase in 2011. So if you're looking to stabilize that tax levy increase. We would have to look to stabilize that in a later year. So
to catch up.
To catch up, right.
But if we just 1 year, and
yep.
I'm hate to be the one to advocate for this policy, but 1 year kind of suspended that 1% policy, given the constraints we're under, and got back to 1% in 2011, and just kind of ignore that we didn't do it for that 1 year, we wouldn't have to go back to 2%. We could just go back to 1%, correct? Is that correct, Ed?
With some other adjustments.
Well, the outer years are...
based on cumulative...
Yeah, I hear you.
Right, it would depend on what projects you took on.
So your capital reserve debt service, this is now on the discretionary side, would be that much less forever, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
That 1% less forever. So instead of 666 in 2013, it would be that much minus a percent that would have been added this year.
Right.
Okay, I just want to make sure I know the implications. Okay.
That's correct.
Any other questions for Norma, Joe, Mike, Carol? Carol?
Yeah.
I'm kidding, Carol.
Yeah, I'm just trying to understand whether there are other places in here that are changed from what we anticipated a year ago in the capital plan. So the health department, we are laying out less than we anticipated needing to lay out this year.
Mm-hmm.
And the...
that's because of the way the phasing of the borrowing. Yeah. We borrowed $3.5 million in 2008. In 2009, we borrowed $6.5 million. And the $6.5 million in 2009 doesn't come due until 2010, whereas originally it was anticipated that all amount would be borrowed in the year in 2008.
Okay.
Thank you, David.
Are there other places that I'm not seeing that... so the health department, the there's one other spot. The use of the fund balance. I'm comparing
the use of the fund balance with yes, the use of the fund balance would change, and I think the Ellis Hollow Road project is higher than estimated last year in the 2009 budget. I'm not sure of that, but I think so. So I don't have that other document in front of me right now.
Okay, and then the highway federal aid projects were taking advantage of stimulus.
That's right. None.
Just one word of because of the interest rate environment we're operating under, in 2009, there will be virtually no interest earnings that will stabilize the fund balance within the debt service fund. And within in past years, the unexpended balances, interest earnings, were used to offset some ongoing expenses. Well, I mean, we're earning, 0.6% on funds versus we were averaging probably, a year ago, 3%.
So, simply put, these numbers are pretty good, and we really shouldn't make a whole lot of adjustments in them, except in Mike's case, if he has something he wants to do with that. But the other numbers are pretty solid.
Right, and I think if you were going to pay off any debt, it would be with the general fund balance and not the debt service fund balance, is what David's cautioning you.
Martha?
I don't know if we're finished going through this, but we're going to have a chance to go through the specific project, too.
As long as
everybody's still on the green sheet, I wanted to ask something on the PAR forms.
I haven't turned over the committee just yet.
All right, thanks. The cooperative extension expansion that's in here, could somebody explain this and who's...
Let me ask one question. Are there any more general questions about the capital and debt program 20-year? The numbers, anything on there? Now, Martha, go ahead and ask you.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
Okay. The cooperative extension building, I was trying to understand this, and I don't. Well, it's the first part.
Page one.
Page 148.
Thank you. 51. All right. Is this something we're doing?
Well, they have a plan to connect and expand the connection between the two buildings they own, and they had talked about participating in a financing with the county, and they haven't said anything in about a year about it. So I think it's sort of dormant. They have actual drawings of what they want to do, but I think because of they would have to raise money in order to proceed. I think that maybe that's why they haven't pursued it aggressively.
So I mean, if it were board, to go through, this is something where we would borrow the money.
Well,
and then
we would have a mortgage arrangement with the past improvement. There was a mortgage contract between the kind of complicated transaction because the county has to own the resources in order to borrow against them.
Right. Oh, well.
Okay.
I just did on that. I am a liaison to that board, and it's certainly something that they're moving forward on, albeit somewhat slowly and constrained by the other budget realities. They do have a fundraising committee. They're attempting to develop a group that will systematically raise funds, but I think they're also seeking variances that would allow the construction, and I think they are very definitely interested in trying to make this happen.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Mike? Just a comment on that. Page 2 shows that all that money is their money. We would just help with the financing. They would raise it, they would do a capital campaign, etc. It's not local dollars.
I can assume then we're done with this part. On to the second part. There were some questions that Carol had about the multicolored bar graph.
I just wanted to give you the opportunity to explain it. We had a simpler set of bar graphs last year, and I understand department heads wanted to make sure that we were clear on distinguish the type B mandated responsibilities. This does not at all show thoroughly mandated responsibilities. What it does show, on maybe you should explain this, on the first page combined and the second two pages.
Does everybody have a copy? Do they have their copy? Because you weren't prepared. I did make some black and white copies that I'm
sure. And there are some copies in that.
Thank you.
That top sheet, it's titled Non-Mandated, Mandated Responsibilities. It represents the local share of all the department's program budgets that are not a mandate or an automatic payment. And within those groups are the Medicaid programs, the early intervention programs, assigned counsel, debt service, those utilities, the things that we can't control. Those are not included in these charts. So the first chart is just a total of all of that, those budgets, local share. And then it's just broken down by what's truly non-mandated and what's a mandated responsibility. So the non-mandates are those programs that are not required by the state to provide, but they are part of the county government's programs that we offer to the citizens of Tompkins County. The third page that's titled Mandated Responsibilities, those are mandated by the state. We have to provide these services. We have discretion on how we provide the services. So it's not considered a true mandate, but we do have to provide the service based on state law. And then finally, that fourth chart is a picture of the local share budgets for all the agencies. Does anybody have any questions about those?
Martha?
I'd point out that the scales are different, so you should make sure you notice that when don't compare one page directly to the other.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Any other questions about anything? Mike?
I think 45 minutes of capital budget and bonding is equivalent to 2 hours of a regular meeting for these young people. I think we should just go ahead and sign up.
I'd be willing to.
I really went fast through the PAR form, so I had a couple of other questions I had to page through. If I can, I guess, ask Ed about the Red Mill Road Bridge. It's page 22 in my pages, and there's a statement in there. There's some sentiment favoring a no-build maintenance alternative if it appears consistent with sound engineering judgment. In that case, a bridge replacement could be advanced with 100% local funds in the future. Local as in town of Dryden? County? If you could just update us on what you expect to happen or what this is telling us is going to happen.
What? Yeah, you can.
I really don't know what I expect to happen.
So that's the short answer.
That's good.
There's probably, I guess my perception has been there has been a stronger interest in the town of Dryden than there has been in the county legislature about doing something there. And kind of look at it as, since they're a partner in this project with us, I'm waiting to hear some initiative from them as to an approach they might suggest, because I've not heard in the F&I committee an interest in putting this as a priority project at this point. The other factor that could come into play is going to be the next year or two, new federal highway bill that will have new categories of funding, and this was originally included as a low volume bridge, whether that category will be there and whether this would be competitive for funding again since the funding is no longer there, who knows, but that's probably a year or two away before we would know that.
So this statement has us spending $30,000 in 2010 on this project.
That's possible if we see some light at the end of the tunnel that would suggest we should advance it to get it ready to go to construction.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Is there a motion to adjourn?
I'm sorry, Jim. I just wanted to have I was waiting to the very end because it's not a capital project. It's just this sheet that I had asked from Norma, and it has a breakdown of all of the aid in Department of Social Services, the percentage of local share, percentage of state share, percentage of federal share, and these are the positions that we are anticipating cutting.
I don't think we got that.
No, you didn't. Okay. I have it, and I just wanted. And Norma was kind enough to make extra copies if other people wanted it.
Okay.
So, okay. Well. Well, I'll hand them around then. Since everybody wants more information, I want to make sure.
Norman would like to clarify.
Want to clarify that those are all of the over target requests that were requested,
right.
Even the ones that were approved by the county administrator, and they're noted that way.
Okay. I mean, what's your goal here, Pam?
My goal is just information. I wanted to understand what the implications of what we're cutting, if we cut these, the amount of money that is we're losing coming into the county, like parenting education. This is my voice over here. For example, the total expense of state aid is 64%, local share is 36%. And the total expense is $27,000, $28,000, so that we would be losing that amount, not just the $10,103 that we are putting in.
Let me just say out loud that these are proposed changes. None of these are in stone. And basically, you're talking about leverage money, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the whole point, is
leverage. Any other questions? Mike?
Just to reiterate, since we had some complicated discussion at the end of our last meeting about voting, my understanding is our voting proposals will start to be taken up, I guess, after the DA, if the DA is available next Tuesday, on Tuesday the 13th. And we have another voting meeting on the 15th, two more meetings after that. I know that U.S. Chair and Norman administration are putting together a list of proposals, and I guess if we can get those as early as possible so that we can consider them and chat about them before those votes are made, and certainly department heads can see them, that would be great.
Yes, thank you, Mike. I was going to remind us of the 13th meeting. I've asked Norma on a daily basis to fire off an email reminding you to contact her with your changes, plus or minus, and if you can, to contact the department head. If you don't, we will anyway, so we'll do that. Carol.
Could you refresh our memory on the process when we see the motions that are being made by other legislators?
I don't know. I think the process is fluid.
If you have a list.
Go ahead. Mike.
Well, my best guess is between yourself and administration, you try to determine how much time that would take.
Right.
If 10 minutes or a half an hour, if it's a big controversial thing. And
well,
then you
we are doing that. Norma and I have had talked just prior to this meeting about setting up a schedule of the things that we seem to have a significant number of, and we will begin to do that.
Okay.
Colin.
I ask again for a motion to adjourn.
Wait, I have sorry. Norma, at the meeting today at the Chamber of Commerce, you said there was something about the capital budget that there was, you thought there could be some adjustments. Is this what you presented, what we were looking at today? Is that essentially what we've been?
This is the capital program. I think actually Mike alluded to the idea of paying cash for some of those projects to reduce.
Okay. Thank you.
Motion to adjourn. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, close the penny. Thank you very much.